To achieve happiness for humanity, we need to build communities worthy of a bright future. We must lay the foundation of these communities with essential spiritual requirements of meditation, prayer, love, and selfless service. Our society is rapidly changing, and we need to keep up with the changes and be aware of society's current needs to address its challenges. Each community is different and consists of people of different ages, cultural backgrounds, religious beliefs, sexual orientations, political views, and financial means. The diversity in our population requires special attention so everyone may experience peace, harmony, and love. After all, ye are all leaves of one tree and the fruits of one branch. Baha'u'llah. The world is currently unsuccessfully dealing with many social issues that have paralyzed its progress to move forward in harmony. I have observed a few social issues that have caused a divide in our society and have caused estrangement and misunderstanding. These are a few issues that I wish to address. Mental and emotional health. The fast pace of modern life has created many problems, including an increase in the number of people suffering from anxiety, depression, and other disorders. Millions are affected by it, causing suffering to them and those connected to them. Millions more are at risk of developing mental and emotional issues for many reasons. Sadly, in most societies and communities, there is a stigma attached to people with mental and emotional problems. We need to search our hearts and minds to find ways to make them feel that they are part of our community. By helping them, we allow ourselves to build a caring and loving community. Elderly and their integration. I have observed in some senior homes that still capable elders are just passing the time before their journey to the next world. Integrating elders must be each community's goal since the treasures of their experience and wisdom will serve the community that needs it. Our culture and social media give the impression that the world revolves around young people. We should approach older people as spiritual beings and ignore their physical frailties. So much can be accomplished through our elders' resources and wisdom. We must consider integrating elders into the day-to-day life of the community. We must change our mindset to see the elderly as a source of untapped wisdom and knowledge. Youth and our future. Our young generation is paying the price for the mistakes of my generation, and I have great sympathy for them. In pursuit of material gain, my generation, and the generation before, sacrificed natural resources and beauty. We damaged the environment without considering the future of the planet. We left the legacy of global warming for them to tackle. I do not envy the young generation with a less bright future, job security, and opportunity to live comfortably and more securely than my generation. The young generation is sometimes criticized for not following in the footsteps of older generations. This is because the world's problems have led them to believe that they alone understand the gravity of the situation. After all, it directly affects them. They are the ones who must solve it. The recent challenges of our time have awakened the youth and brought forward many individuals that have exemplified passion, wisdom, and devotion to such an extent that they inspire admiration. Our future depends on the tender shoulders of the young generation. They can certainly use all the help and support they can get from my generation to undo the mistakes that we have made. Badi Shams is a Baha'i and a mystic at heart and has an MA in economics. He has published Economics of the Future, and Economics of the Future Begins Today, and recently written the books Random Thoughts of a Mystic Economist, and Towards a New Spiritual Economic System. You can find Badi's website at badishams.com called Baha'i Inspired Economics. He is retired from the education system. You can read more articles on our interfaith blog Spiritually Speaking at https://www.timescolonist.com/blog/spiritually-speaking. This article was published in the print edition of the Times Colonist on Saturday, September 2, 2023.